Subject, tired of living a lie. Dear Shirley and Steve, I have three men in my life. Let me start off by telling something about each one. Guy number one. We have been together for 7 years. We live together. I love him, but I've come to realize that I am not in love with him. But he is the one I feel I want to spend the rest of my life with. But then again, we have nothing in common at all. Two different people. Guy number two. I've known him for almost 3 years. He makes me feel so special. We both want the same thing, but he has a girlfriend and she does know about me. But I am tired of being the other woman, but he wants me to want for him. He tells me that I am his world and he would not know what to do without me. Guy number three, he's my money man and will buy whatever I want. All I have to do is tell him. We have known each other all my life. He is old enough to be my father, but I am still attractive to him. I think she means attracted to him, but I am tired of living this lie. So what should I do? I don't really understand what you want, because it seems to me you don't really want anything. You're not committing to anything here. You really don't know what you want. This is just a lot of confusion to me going on in your life. And until you make a decision to change what you're doing with all these men, you know, then it's not going to change. I say you're being used by all these guys. I know you think it's the other way around. You know, you got this guy for this and this guy for that and this guy for the money, you know, and all that. But, you know, sounds like these guys are really pimping the game where you're concerned. You know, nothing in your life, again, will change until you make a decision to get serious about where your life is going and what you really want out of life and what you're going to do with your life. You know, you don't need three guys. You know, one guy is just fine, but you got to make that decision to change. Steve?
Wow. lady, tired of living a lie. You've got three guys. Now, I got to break this down a little bit, because I'm confused, almost as much as confused as you are, the letter writer. Mm-hmm. Guy number one, let's just break down the three types of guys. All right. I used to do a joke where if you can't find one man, you got to get you four men. I have it on a comedy special. That's amazing routine I used to do. Anyway, guy number one. You've been together for 7 years with this guy, okay? We live together. I love him, but I've come to realize that I'm not in love with him. But he is the one I feel I want to spend the rest of my life with. But then again, we have nothing in common at all. Did y'all hear that confusing-ass statement that she just made?
I did.
So right here, the conflict is in you. Mm-hmm. You live with a guy for 7 years. You love. You've come to realize that you have that you're not in love, but you think realize he's the one you want to spend your life with. But then you have nothing in common at all.
So why are you with him?
Guy number two, you've known him for 3 years. He makes you feel so special. We both want the same things. All y'all want the same thing of is that special feeling. Right. But guess what? You got somebody else and he got somebody else. He has a girlfriend and she does not know about me. But I'm tired of being the other woman. You tired of being the other woman? Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Did not you say you had three men? Mm-hmm. See, when you really tired of being the other woman, then you don't have three men. Because you the woman or the dude that you live with. You the woman or the dude that you passing cookie out from like it's free. And then the dude that you getting money from, you sleeping with him too. You just passing out cookie like it's in a clear plastic bag. Mm-hmm.
She's being so used.
But you know, she's allowing this. Mm-hmm. You're not even allowing it. I don't think you're being used. I think that this is a situation that you totally have control over and are totally creating yourself. Mm. You can't be used as the other woman by the dude that make you feel special, number two, unless you do it. And you do not have to take this money from this older man unless you do it. So who's using you? You are using yourself.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, because this whole, okay, the whole thing is, I'm tired of living life. Now, guy number three is your money man. He'll buy whatever you want. All I got to do is tell him. We've known each other all my life, but he's old enough to be my father, but I'm still attracted to him. But I'm tired of living this lie, so what should I do? Stop lying. If you tired of living the lie, stop lying to yourself. See, you are the lie. See, the lie you tired of living is you. You are the lie, and you done just got tired of yourself now. That's all it is. You tired of yourself.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you something. Three men for any woman is exhausting.
That's too much for anybody.
Three women for one guy is exhausting.
Yeah, for anyone.
You are exhausted. Mm-hmm. You've got to think of planning with these guys. It actually takes away from your forward momentum and your
Absolutely.
Climb up the ladder of life itself. Because you got to do too much plotting and planning.
Mm-hmm.
You got three people, and you trying to make time for all of them because all of them want something from you. And you ain't got enough to go around. Now you tired.
She doesn't know what she wants.
You tired of living a lie. You are the lie, and you are tired of yourself right now. You sick and tired of you. You look in the mirror, you don't know who you are.
Take a break.
Oh, I got to screw him now.
Oh,
I just got through over there. Now I got to be over here Friday. Then I got to get back home before he get home off work. And then this other one got this money, and I got to go get this money. But, Lord, I don't feel like it tonight. You done woe yourself out. I'm tired for you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.